is he talking about?
Look around. The world's in chaos.
I don't believe this shit.
He's eating human hearts, for Christ's sake.
How do you know?
We had lunch with him.
Cannibals ate the hearts of their enemies to gain possession of their souls. It obviously believes that if it eats its victims' hearts, it not only gains their power and their DNA, it also gains their souls.
Are you telling me?
There's something running around loose in this city, ripping the hearts out of people and eating them, so they can take their souls back to hell.
Looks that way.
Hallelujah.
You're both fucking nuts! What am I supposed to do? Put out an APB on some fucking guy who looks like the devil, answers to the name of Lucifer? Yeah, and you! I suppose he's got two fucking horns sticking out of his head! Yeah, long fucking tail! Back out of the way, man! Jesus Christ! The pen of bread!
I had to go to Memphis on last Sunday because for like a business trip, and I used to listen to the podcast in my car all the time, like just like a week or two after we do the podcast I would listen to it in my car. For some reason I stopped listening to it in my car, so I'm like on this plane and like during takeoff you can't like have a laptop out or anything, so I'm kind of like what should I do. I'm like, oh, I got my iPod. I think they'll let me listen to podcasts as long as I have it in airplane mode. So, like, why didn't I? I don't understand why I stopped doing this. I'm all the way back at like 38 now. I got a lot to catch up on now. I start 38, and it's the Retron 5 episode. I'm starting to recall why I might have stopped listening to our podcast.
Just skip it.
That's what I did. I was like, okay. Maybe I can like barrel through this. I mean, I'm on a plane. There's nothing else for me to do, so it's not like there's anything more interesting. And then I can just put it behind me and never have to listen to this particular episode again. I get half an hour into it, and I look at it and I'm like, there's still another hour and a half left in this podcast, and I'm pretty sure Jay talks for most of it. So
that's probably where our listenership started. I wasn't there for the episode, was I?
Yeah, you were, I think.
Was I? Wow, see, I must have just blacked out. So I don't even remember it. I was hoping you were going to tell us about it.
What number was it?
38.
38.
Yeah,
I here by then, but I don't remember that. I remember doing one with Jay yet.
No.
It was with Tom. Tom was there.
Tom, so. Okay.
I don't know if I don't think I was.
So after, like, I got 30 minutes into it, and I had to skip the rest of it and go on to listening to James talk about his wild adventures in the South with ghosts.
Yeah, well, that's the one where we had you on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. I don't remember because it was shit hammer.
And then he comes on the next episode and talks about the exact same.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't remember. I wanted to tell the story. I enjoyed it. And I don't listen to the podcast, so I didn't want to have to listen to it to listen to me. Yeah. Or maybe I tried to, but I couldn't get through Retron 5. I don't know.
I know. It was bad. It was real bad.
I listened to him the next day, even if I want to.
It was grueling. Like, he's like, so I wanted the gray model, but all they shipped to my store was the black model.
Maybe he
so
reported our group.
I got two
it
of the black model, but then I figured out that all the other stores got the gray models. So my black model was like the rare one. So I guess I was kind of lucky that way. And I'm like, God damn it, Jay.
Our Facebook group got deleted.
Yeah, maybe so. He reported us or something.
I was wondering that. But I have another theory. Like, you opened that under your old Facebook account, right? Before
your little Min-Nin guy.
Have you tried to log into that old one yet? I think maybe Facebook deleted that account.
Oh, because I had started it?
Right, and so it deleted the group.
But I deleted my Facebook account a long time ago.
Did you delete the whole account? Or
yeah.
No. I don't know. That's weird.
I am kind of upset at Facebook because I was like, all right, I guess I'll change my name back to my real name on my Facebook page. And I guess so many people have tagged my fake alias on Facebook that Facebook refuses. Is like, you know, your name has been confirmed. This is your name. It is illegal to change your name to a... It's against our, like, policies to change it to a fake name. Like, my name is not Raul Duke, you son of a bitch. But yeah, I guess I'll change it. And since it's Facebook legal, I should probably just go ahead and change my name, I guess.
Just go to drive down to the courthouse.
You just need a piece of mail with your address on it. I'll send you something addressed to Raul Duke.
Thanks.
Yeah, so since that happened, we lost all of the news I'd been accumulating. We've been accumulating. Just kind of going through real quick, trying to find something.
Oh, that's cool. Don't we have stuff to talk about?
Well, sure we do.
Split Second. Pretty good. Best movie or greatest movie ever?
I can't believe you like maybe sit through that whole thing.
Are you serious? You really didn't like it?
It's no sense to me.
It's legitimately a fun movie to watch.
I like that movie.
Thank you.
The storyline I liked a lot. It was like probably the worst acted movie we've watched yet.
I didn't even get the story a lot. like even at the end of the movie, I'm still going like, what the hell is it? Why are we talking about the Year of the Rat? Why does it have everyone's fucking DNA? And it's like giant claws and it murders everyone it touches.
Danny, we're going to need a bigger gun.
Except for the main character that he like gently strokes the man's head like, oh, you are my pet. We developed some sort of psychic connection somehow that I really never
No, he just knew explained. That Rutger Hauer is such a badass. It was mutual respect, I feel like.
Blind Fury is one of my childhood favorite films.
I want to know if the comics character for the like... Sega Genesis video game is based on him or if he's based on it because he looks exactly like that character.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you know there's the old Sega Super Nintendo game. I think it was Comic C-O-M-I-X.
Is it Comic Zone?
Or Comic Zone, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That guy looks exactly like Rutger Hauer in that movie.
It's Rutger Hauer, the British guy.
I've never really played that.
No, the British guy is Dick Durkin.
Dick Durkin. That's what I thought the Comic Zone guy looked like. Oh, really? How does he look like the other guy?
Rutger Hauer, because he's got the glasses and the leather coat on, doesn't? Or am I thinking?
No, he doesn't have a leather coat on.
He has like a long white
coat on. Comic Zone has like a white shirt,
blonde hair.
Oh, are you talking about the bad guy from Comic Zone?
I don't know.
The bad guy had black hair though. I mean, Comic Zone.
How are you also familiar with this game?
You never played Comic Zone?
Comic Zone was like my favorite game.
Sega Genesis game.
It was. Yeah. It's like he's wearing like shorts and he's got some nice like kicks on and he's got like a little vest and a t-shirt.
There is a rat aspect in Comic Zone. So maybe that's a sixth degree.
He's a little helpful rat. Yeah. God, that was the worst item ever. Like,
He kind of looked like the dude from Comic Zone.
There's no trench coat though. No trench coat.
Remember the guys in the sewer would always be like, chickadee. Like they like the noise and they jump up and hang on the pipes.
But an action movie set in London with Rutger Hauer in a trench coat and just like the opening scenes where he's just walking around with like not like a pistol but like
a hand cannon
futuristic M16 pistol looking thing.
The other thing I didn't understand is like
and it's got Jaws puns, Danny.
The movie starts out puns. The movie starts out and it's like it is the year 2008 the distant future a neglected global warming has caused London to flood.
But seriously, it's got Rutger Hauer. It's post-apocalyptic almost. It's got airboats, like as the main version of transportation. The opening credit scroll has an airboat in it.
Just that one part.
I know, it's awesome.
Otherwise, it's just roads that are, for some reason have like a foot of water. No one has ever thought to put up some like, I don't know, walls or drainage.
Danny, the whole world is flooding. You can't just stop the whole world from flooding with walls.
So that movie is super dark. Like you can't see anything. You have to see.
Which was probably to its credit because it made it look...
I just didn't understand, like, because, like, the whole futuristic apocalyptic thing didn't even play into the story at all. Couldn't that whole story have just taken place in London?
Rats can't live in the sewers when they're flooded.
So they have to come up to the streets.
The rats fucking matter at all, though.
the guy couldn't live in the sewers, the giant monster. So he had to come up and start killing people, man. I like to think he was living in, he's been there for hundreds of years down in the sewer.
I watched it on my phone. Was the monster just alien, pretty much?
It looked like it.
Yeah, I thought like I mean like
they touched on it being like some like demonic form of.
No, I mean I know what it was supposed to be, but the actual like character monster model. That was pretty much Alien, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but they, I mean, they fill, they throw a grenade at him. They fill him with holes with a gun. They shock the shit out of him. And the first thing he does is jump out of the car and just grab Rutger Hauer again and then start stroking him again. Like, oh, yes. You're so pretty, Rutger Hauer.
I watched The Hobbit.
And then he's like, Rutger Hauer's like staring at it. And he's like, and then he's like, and he just punches through his chest.
grabs the heart.
And grabs the fucking thing's heart out and pulls it out like it's Indiana Jones or something, like beating Kalima, Kalima. It was a terrible movie.
There was not.
It's no, made no sense. It's like, Rutger Hauer, I'm so frustrated.
Dude, his name was Harley Stone.
I don't.
He was hard as a rock and hard as a motorcycle. And he punched a heart out of a giant alien killer.
I hated every video.
And his girlfriend was Kim Cattrall of Sex and the City fame.
Yeah. I noticed that Kim Cattrall was in it.
Yeah.
Topless.
I would say that the, like,
I missed the topless part.
You missed the topless part?
Yeah, yeah. I would have, like, given my left nut to see Kim Cattrall topless in the 80s.
Really? You could probably Google it.
It was in the movie. You could just watch the movie again.
I kind of don't care anymore, but when I was that age.
It was when it came out,
I would have been like, oh, my God.
It's when he went to go look for the dude because the van was gone. He found him with the
this
mark
movie
on
was 1992.
Yeah, 1992.
1992.
Yeah, 1992. Yeah. Oh. They had the mark on his chest, and they go back to his apartment, and they hear her scream because she's in the shower, and they just rip the shower curtain open, and she's like, ah! She's like fully topless, like, ah!
She screamed like that because the water
turned cold all of a sudden.
Yeah.
God, it was stupid.
I think I would prefer, like, Worldwide Blizzard or like Fiery Inferno compared to ankle deep water everywhere.
Well,
you
Worldwide
go.
Blizzard would have been way too expensive for that movie. Yeah. They would have had to do snow.
That'd be like my worst case scenario, is just have to walk around in water. I hate like wet feet. So that'd be a horrible scenario to live through.
No one wears socks anymore, I imagine.
Probably mosquitoes everywhere. That's what I hate bugs.
But yeah, I liked it. I would have thought that movie was awesome in the 80s. Oh, I'm a little disappointed to hear it came out in 92.
I saw it, I don't know if I had to be like 10 or 11. I probably rented that movie like a
couple looks like a
of
movie.
Times.
The video quality I saw was terrible. Like all the dark, can't make anything
I don't think
out.
It ever came to DVD. So I think.
Yeah, it was a VHS transfer. Yeah.
Laser disc. That's where it's at.
Looked like a movie from the 70s.
It's a great movie. He's such a badass in that movie. Man.
I did like that movie.
It wasn't the worst we watched.
Thank you. I composed a list of movies that are free to watch that we should go through.
That's the way to go. Find some free to watch.
I scoured Netflix and Google and come up with a rather large list.
Nice.
Good.
The ones on Google don't stay free for very long.
Really?
They get taken down pretty regularly.
I think, what is it? Night of the Demons 2 should be next week.
Night of the Demons 2. Shouldn't we start at 1?
Oh, we should, but it's not on Netflix. But Night of the Demons 2, I'm not actually sure I've seen one, but Night of Demons 2 is amazing. It's just like all movies I get us to watch. There's a lot of titties in it, though. It's like there's this frat party at this like house, and they end up like staying the night, and then this like demon possesses one of them. There's lots of titties. I actually think... is it Night of the Demons 2 where, like, there's a scene where she, like, pushes the lipstick through this girl's, like, nipple into her chest and kills her? It's, like, really weird.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
It sounds
pretty sweet. It's on Netflix, though. So, Night of the Demons 2.
Have you guys seen the movie Fortress? Not the one with Christopher Lambert?
No. Nope. I've seen it.
The one with the teacher and the students?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of The Keep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too when you said that. Yeah. The Nazi demon.
What is this?
Yeah.
It's I found it online. It's on YouTube after I was watching Split Second. It's a old movie that I saw when I was a kid on like HBO at like 2 in the morning.
Real Sex and
Taxi Cab Confessions. Yeah. It's like an Australian movie about a teacher and her class are taken hostage and kept in like a cave. It's pretty legit. Like in the bad guys wear all like holiday masks. So you got like Santa's the really bad guy and like they're trying to ransom and stuff. But
that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a good movie. You guys should watch it. It's called Fortress, but it's not the famous one.
Starting to feel like my definition of good movie varies very much from the year.
Everyone else, I guarantee it.
Good movie here.
You guys will like it. But do not watch the movie Frank on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen it on there.
I saw it on there. I heard it was really Frank. Good.
It was okay. But it's one of those movies that pops out like it's like super famous actors doing a role that you would never expect them in. And this one is like Michael Fassbender. Like, I didn't know he was in it. And he come. It's pretty. Yeah. It was okay. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I have that on my list.
Yeah, it was really good. Anybody watch Blue Ruin yet?
No, I still want to watch that.
That's the name of the movie. I couldn't think of it for some reason.
That's the movie I was thinking we were supposed to watch for this cast.
I was just telling you guys to watch it because it's too good to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. It's a really good movie. Nobody wants to listen to us masturbate over good movies.
I was thinking when I was in Memphis and I didn't do shit like when I was off work because I looked it up and Memphis is like the fourth. Has like the fourth worst crime rate.
Danny's afraid of black people
in the world. So I was like, fuck it. We were only there for like 3 days and I saw 5 car wrecks. I don't even want to. It's not like I drove around a lot either. It was just like on the way back and forth from work. So obviously not the best drivers in Memphis either. But I just spent like my nights in the hotel room. I had all to myself watching TV and Netflix, and so I like got through a whole lot of, like, I finished BoJack Horseman.
Did you like it?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Once they got more past like the second or third episode, it just kept getting better and better after that.
Yeah. His relationship with Aaron Paul's character gets going. Yeah. It gets good.
Well, it's just like I want to say dark comedy.
Oh, it's very dark comedy. Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't strike me like, I don't know. It's just like so real, kind of. Yeah. It's too real, man.
Yeah, yeah. It gets a little,
it's too much, man.
I like to think that isn't the show supposed to pretty much be about Bob Saget? Like,
yeah, that's how I watch it.
I don't know how much of it. You've seen like Bob Saget where he pops up his characters on. Like, I know he was in Encore. No, what was it called?
Entourage.
Entourage, yeah. And he was pretty much BoJack Horseman on that. So I'm wondering if the show is pretty much about Bob Saget deteriorating.
Chris Hardwick on Nerdist always talks about how he used to like party and be an alcoholic with Bob Saget back in the day.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They were best friends.
There's just so many good jokes in that show, especially like the Mr. Adultson or whatever.
I made it about 4 episodes in, so
that's pretty good. The Christmas episode was disappointing, though.
Yeah, I just finished Arrow season 2.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like that show. It's horrible, but I like it anyway.
Danny and I are watching this show called Z Nation.
It is.
What's Z Nation?
It's a sci-fi original show.
It's a sci-fi original show, so you know it's top quality right there.
It rips off pretty much every zombie plotline.
Battlestar Galactica was a sci-fi original show, guys.
I guess.
Yeah, but that was before it was sci-fi, wasn't it?
Helix. It was sci-fi channel.
Yeah, before it went to Syfy. Yeah.
Syfy. But no, this is. Helix was fine. I mean, it wasn't the best show ever, but this show is just so funny because it so gratuitously rips off like everything I've ever seen before.
It's like, got the dude from The New Guy in it. Did you ever see that movie?
DJ Qualls?
Yeah.
Like, first of all,
that's funny.
The entire plot of the TV show is The Last of Us.
Really?
It's a zombie apocalypse situation.
Of course.
A dude gets the show starts out where they're in a prison and they're testing vaccines on prisoners. And the first two they tested on get turned into zombies and they have to kill them. And just as they inject the third one to the third guy, they get overrun by zombies. Everyone has to bug out. And then there's just this prisoner like strapped to a table getting eaten apart by zombies. And so like flash forward like a month. And
doesn't sound horrible yet.
It's entertaining. It's just dumb.
It's really entertaining. It just rips off every other zombie franchise in the entire world, like blatantly too. Like they even talk about it, like the Walking Dead thing, how we're all infected with a zombie virus, and when we die, we just become zombies. That's like
even the main premise is ripped off the last couple of seasons of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. So. But if you flash forward, and it turns out that the vaccine actually worked on the third prisoner, and so he's got all these zombie bite marks all over his chest where the zombies were like eating him apart, and some soldier guy came back for him and to save him. And so now they have to get him to a CDC laboratory in California. They're in New York. So it's like
Don't they go to the one in Atlanta or Colorado?
Apparently, well, this is like 3 years into a zombie apocalypse has happened. So everything, they're constantly having to move. And so everything about it is Last of Us. Cause like, it's like little girl have to get her all the way fucking across the country to this like lab. And but now instead of a little girl, it's just like grown ass man who just bitches about everything. He has like 14 different phobias.
Zombies not one of them.
Zombies is one of his newer phobias ever since he was ripped apart by 7 zombies.
That guy's probably the best part of the show. He's really good.
But I mean, like, he was like a prisoner, so you expected him to be like some like badass or something. But he went to jail. He had like a 3-year sentence in jail for postal fraud or something like that. So he's like the weakest, like most cowardly person in the entire world.
Is it on
he's
Hulu
just like
or?
It's on Netflix. Netflix. So he like just fucks
it's on Netflix.
He fucks up all their plans all the time. Right.
Yeah, I binge watched it in like 3 days.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it now. It sounds cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Well, like, spoil it for me or anybody that hasn't seen the show.
I was just saying, rips off all over the place. Like first episode, zombie baby, just like in Dawn of the Dead, and it looks just like the little baby toy from the demonic toys, and it like scampers around like it and stuff like that.
What I like about it is they're always doing stupid shit that like gets people killed accidentally. Which is like you don't see enough in like zombie apocalypse shows. I mean, because if you think about it, they're running around the apocalypse with guns, like shooting things. Like people are going to get shot accidentally. That like never happens in the fucking Walking Dead or anything.
Yeah, anyway, I'm really disappointed that they canceled Daryl being gay. Now I don't want to watch it anymore.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm actually several seasons behind Walking Dead, but I'm putting this ahead of that.
We talked about like Daryl being gay or whatever. I guess the show creators came out and said that the network was like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. People love Daryl. Like, oh, people don't love gay people. the Southern redneck contingent that keeps the Walking Dead's numbers up would be upset. Yeah.
That sucks. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So
his crossbow is his penis.
Well, what'd you guys play?
There's no games out. There's no games out. It's the dry season. Ever since I beat Dragon Age, I've got to wait till, May for Witcher?
Witcher, yeah.
What?
They even pushed back Resident Evil Revelations like 2 weeks.
What games are launching with the new 3DS? Is just Majora's Mask?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Because I would pick up...
Beat that.
I'll probably play that again.
Yeah, I think Xenoblade is coming out with it, isn't it?
Well, you talked about that in the car, right?
Yeah, I would like to play it. I've never played it, so...
Maybe I played about 2 hours of Rise.
A character in Smash Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. Gotta know what his story is, right?
Shit, Majora's Mask I probably won't play. I didn't like it when it was for Nintendo 64.
Nobody liked it when it was for Nintendo 64.
I liked it. It was hard to...
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was personally for me, it was annoying to play. Was that not big on like artificial time limits on games.
Yeah. Did you play anything?
I played a couple hours of Rise, Son of Rome. I bought it forever ago and played a little bit of it. So I went back to it and just tried it out. I let a buddy download it on his Xbox since I made my Xbox like the home one.
Is it worthy of the hate it received?
I like it. It's just a beat 'em up, and the controls are a little wonky until you get used to them. But the graphics are pretty.
Yeah, it's a pretty game, I get that.
Yeah, and it's really repetitive, but I sort of like games like that. Just hack and slash, no brain needed. And that's about it for me. I've just been busy switching work schedules, so sleeping a lot.
I played a bunch more Destiny. I did a couple of strikes.
Nice.
Those things are pretty involved.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 hours.
Yep.
Good thing the kids
especially
were out
of town. Going underleveled. No, I actually did that like last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a game where you can have like a group of upper levels carry you through much because either way, if you're a low level, you just get knocked out so quick.
Yeah, I did the level 12 strike and I spent like most of it like cowering behind a door while these like monster flames like flew by me. Yeah. Occasionally popped out to shoot at them. That was... I don't know. It was kind of fun, but also kind of monotonous. Yeah.
What class are you?
Hunter.
Hunter. Hunter. Yeah, I know. That's where it's at. What level are you?
I think I'm level 13, 14 now.
Okay. I'll start playing again if they have some kind of like crazy, have all the DLC for free.
We'll play. Maybe in a couple of years.
Apparently the next DLC is supposed to like double the amount of gameplay on single player end, so...
Well, that's good.
I'll definitely go back to it when that happens.
Doubling, like, one is two, so...
Yeah.
It's a good step.
Also put another, like, 30 hours into Dragon Age.
Nice. You about to beat it? Are you at James level yet?
No, I'm still doing everything, so... did you make it to Dragon Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got my ass kicked by that dragon there.
Yeah, I went there. I saw that dragon, turned around, went home.
I fought him, and I spent
see you guys later.
Spent about an hour and a half fighting him with just Blackwall surviving.
Yeah,
and because I took your advice and I went and respect him, and yeah, he's a lot monster. Yeah, he's a monster. He's a little better than Cassandra was, but yeah, he lasted against that dragon for like an hour and a half. I got the dragon down like 25% of its health.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, just with one character alive.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because it just like wiped everybody. Like does a super like crazy electrical attack that just kills everybody except for Blackwall, who has like 20 guard and.
Did you end up winning?
No, I got its health down like 25%, which
then wiped,
which was rough.
Anytime it takes me like more than half an hour to beat a boss, I realize very easily that I should just come back later.
At your rate, that was a 6-hour battle.
I thought it was fun, and if I had won, I would have been like, yes, because I had the same. I'd beat the Northern Dragon, the Northern Hunter. I forget.
Yeah,
I forget where he was.
In the Hinterlands, or
no? I went to fight that one, and he flew over me, and I did barrier, and he hit me with a couple of like fires. Fireballs, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, he went. You have to keep going north. Like he lands in another section,
like in another part of the map.
Yeah, like you go into that section, and he's like up there, and he gets up, and he flies around, throws some fireballs at you, and then he goes straight. And then you go into that other section. It's down by like where the lake is and stuff, and he fights you.
I mean, I went all around the map. You gotta everywhere.
Keep going. He's down
next
there.
Map.
Yeah. It's like you go in and there's like this like round section and then there's a little tunnel at the end of the round section. You go into that to another round section.
I may have missed the tunnel. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like down there.
But
I think you've gone too far. You haven't. Just keep going.
No, but I didn't fight him. I fought another one in the Dales, I think.
Yeah.
That was like another like 2 hour, 2.5 hour fight where Blackwall was the only survivor like 20 minutes in.
Did you take Iron Bull with you?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, because I just like his dialogue after you kill a dragon. He has a really sweet cutscene where you guys go get drunk together. I killed the Hinterlands dragon. I killed the dragon in the desert that's guarding like that big tomb that you have to unlock.
Okay.
Those are only two, and I killed the desert dragon because I needed dragon blood to make a rune because I was about to go fight Corypheus for the final time. I was like, let me get me some sweet runes.
Yeah, I got tons of dragon blood
because he counts as like darkspawn for game effects, so I needed a darkspawn, like master darkspawn killing rune or whatever.
Nice. Did you upgrade Skyhold at all?
Nope. Any of that not stuff? Single one time. I couldn't find any. I found enough quarries and obviously like Elfrid and stuff, but I could not find enough log stands.
I have the opposite problem.
Really?
Yeah.
You found too much?
No, I found enough logging stands. I can't find enough quarries.
Where do you find other logging stands?
I found, though, if you take, there's a perk when you're in your Inquisition perks.
I got it. Yeah, it lets you see.
See everything on the map?
Yeah.
I didn't get that until I was done with the game, so I was like, "Yeah, fuck it."
Yeah, that's the most recent one I just got.
I stopped where because I did look it up, and I was like, "Does upgrading Skyhold have any actual effect on the game?" It does not. So
that's weird because it like makes you like pick between two different paths. Like you can upgrade your courtyard, and you can upgrade it to like be an infirmary or a training ground.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter at all. Why the fuck do they give you that choice then?
I think they're like you can buy stuff or like access stuff like NPCs depending on what you pick, but there's like no like battle at Skyhold that depends on how you upgraded your keep or anything.
That's what I find irritating with that game. Like there's no like the war table stuff doesn't really have much of an effect on the real world. Occasionally it'll open up something, but like
I don't know as you go on. Because I did a lot of war table stuff because I opened it up like 2 or 3 times a day. You get some cool stuff.
I'm pretty much running out of missions on the war table.
And I don't know, you get cool stuff,
but it doesn't really, I don't know. It doesn't have a huge effect on the world. Like I think it would be cool. I don't know. You did a mission and it changed the way people talked about things. And,
Have you done, they'll open up spots on the map and stuff too.
Yeah. It'll open up a couple new areas. So I played that, and I also played Infamous First Light, and it's free on PSN. First
Light. Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So what is that?
It's like a side, shorter version of the new Infamous Second Son that came out.
Oh, it's not the actual game?
Yeah. No, it's like a cheaper, like, I don't know, shorter version of it. It's really fun, though. Like, you're this girl, and you're, like, powered by neon or something. I don't know. the premise is dumb, but the traversal in the fucking city is really fun. You can just like run up buildings.
Neon is one of the powers you get in the Infamous Second Son game.
Right.
One of the four powers.
Okay.
What is?
Infamous Second Son, there's like four main powers. You get Neon's one of them, and then the little side tangent story he's talking about, that's what the girl uses, is Neon.
Neon.
Like Neon signs?
It's like the electrical power.
Yeah. So I just spent like most of the, like, I don't know, like 4 hours playing that, getting all the powers upgraded, and then I stopped playing it.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a question. Has anyone here ever played a Saints Row game?
I have.
No, I haven't. No.
So when Saints Row first came out,
it was terrible. It was like a GTA ripoff.
Yeah, I thought it was like a GTA ripoff or something, so I like didn't play it. And then Saints Row 2 came out, and I never heard anything about it.
It was pretty good.
And then Saints Row 3 came out, and that's when it like finally kind of got on my radar, because there was all these things like, what are they on now? Saints Row 4? Or is it
the fourth is the most recent one. There's a new one coming
out. Like, they have like, it's like, oh, like, I thought it was just going to be like GTA. And apparently it was like GTA-ish with like some weird stuff, and now it's got like shrink rays and like clown gangs, and then like the only reason I mention it is because when I was doing like a nerd, I was looking at Kotaku, and they had a news story. I didn't read it because it was about Saints Row, but the picture was, it was like for a Saints Row 4 DLC or something. It's like where you meet Satan, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is this game?
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good. Saints Row.
I know. Fours. Obviously, they've made four games for it now.
Saints Row the Fourth opens up, and you are. Like the president, you're like the president of the United States. And it starts out that there's like some kind of siege, and you become a badass, like with a rifle and stuff. And they're trying to launch a nuclear rocket into the thing. So you're like in your tactical gear and stuff, and you like, as the rocket's taking off, you jump on it, and you're riding the rocket up into the atmosphere, and you like pull off like the little nerve cluster of wires, and then and then you jump off and you like skydive down to the song from the Armageddon movie, the Aerosmith song, I think it was. Oh, what is that?
Crazy or
it's I know it's from Armageddon. I just can't, the song that sings at the end when Bruce Willis dies. I don't want to miss a thing. Maybe
I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I don't want to close.
Like that's the song that's playing as you're like bulleting back to Earth.
I don't want to fire.
And then all of a sudden, like it, like you pull like a little rip chute, and bam, you crash through the roof of the White House, and you land right in your Oval Office. Like, that's what happens. That's how the fourth game starts. It's really
It just looks like the most ridiculous game I've ever seen in my entire life. Now,
yeah, it's supposed to be like super crazy. Fun, ridiculous like, though. I've never played it.
Yeah, they're three and four are really good.
I really need an Xbox One game to play, but I'm so fucking poor. Not having a job means that I just watch a lot of Netflix on my Xbox.
Yep.
Hey, did you play any? I loaned Dragon Age to Danny. I don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah, we discussed about this before you got here.
We were talking about this earlier. I already told you why
don't
I didn't
hit
get
him.
A chance to play
don't
it on Sunday. I go to work today. I come home at 5. I like make all my dinner, and I'm sitting down at 6 o'clock
watch. What'd you make?
Made myself a hamburger and a salad.
A hamburger and a salad. What kind of salad?
Chicken like salad with carrots, lettuce, tomato.
Man, a hamburger and a chef salad.
What kind of dressing though?
I don't use dressing.
You don't use dressing, no. So it's just like raw vegetables.
Yeah, it's better for you that way.
All right. Well, I mean that's so, a fact. It doesn't necessarily taste good. I could eat.
That's
a
what
lot
the hamburger's
things,
for.
Well, so what's on your hamburger though?
Like, I just put ketchup and mustard.
We're talking
on
like mid rare, medium, well done.
I have like a medium rare sort of thing.
Medium rare. Cheese?
No.
That's so cheese, a plain hamburger with ketchup and mustard and raw vegetables was your dinner.
And a bowl of foliage.
It,
too.
It had chicken?
Yeah.
The hamburger had chicken?
No, the salad.
Salad? You made
double protein.
Yeah, exactly.
Double protein, no dressing, ketchup and mustard.
That's like some Michael
what
Phelps
kind of bun?
Shit right there.
I
don't say white bread.
Kroger white bread bun.
Kroger white bread bun. Did you toast it?
No.
You don't toast the bun? Holy shit. What do you put on your burger to season it? Do you do like salt and pepper?
No. There. I have like a. I bought like a. My brother
did
recommended
eat
a burger seasoning thing from that like the whatever the chef that goes like bam.
Yeah. Emerald.
Yeah,
emerald.
Yeah, it was like some sort of emerald burger, Cajun burger.
Now,
seasoning.
What kind of like meat are it? Was it like a JTM frozen patty or is it
no,
like fresh ground?
It's fresh ground. I had to mold the patty myself. Yeah. I don't buy the
pre-molded patties. Why are we talking about my dinner when I was?
I was just curious. I want to set the stage. This is a theater of the mind.
Well,
so Danny goes home. He gets off work. He makes himself.
This story spans several days. So if we spend much time on every meal, we're going to be here till 1 a.m.
This is just this afternoon and this evening. So I was sitting down. I thought I could eat dinner while I watched Split Second. And I pull up the link that you had posted, and then the whole movie's in freaking Italian. Yeah. So I ended up downloading the movie while I was
on Google in English, though.
I couldn't find it.
I posted the link, but he didn't see it.
I didn't see it. So I just downloaded it from my movie website and then watched another episode of Z's Nation while I was downloading. Mm-hmm. And by that time, it was like 7 o'clock, so I watched the whole movie through, and it's like 8:30 by trying to finish it. And I get here like an hour, like or 10 minutes late because I've been...
You didn't put an episode of Fargo?
Damn. Yeah, you let me Fargo, too. I like started watching it. I got like 10 minutes in. Like, I liked it. There's like the car and a guy jumps out of the trunk, but then it's just like the guy from Sherlock and he's an insurance salesman. And he's trying
Bilbo
to sell
Baggins.
It.
Yeah, Bilbo you gotta Baggins. Get into it, man. He's just one of the many main characters.
I'll give it another shot later.
Is it Billy Bob Thornton in that
too? Yeah, he's awesome. Billy Bob Thornton's like one of the most like chilling like psycho killers. It's pretty good in it. Yeah, he gets
nice. And you're probably going to ask me if I play Dragon Age again tomorrow. I'll maybe play it for an hour tonight or something, but yeah, I'm going to get off work.
Start your character, take a picture of it, and post it on our group.
I'm gonna like get home, play like now I have to play it, but then I'm not gonna be able to play it before I go to Art of War tomorrow.
What kind of character are you gonna make?
I don't know what kind of characters are there.
Well, you can be an elf, a dwarf, a human, or a kunari, and you can be a man or a woman.
I definitely don't want to be a kunari.
Kunaris are pretty cool.
Kunari are assholes. I'm trying to take over that whole city into the Dragon Age 2.
I wouldn't be kunari just for the fact that you're gear options are severely limited.
Really?
Yeah, because the gear doesn't show up like it. Like your helmet, you can't get a helmet. You just get like face paint.
I see.
Yeah, which I don't know. It does different things than the other helmets do. But
maybe I'll be an elf and help them take over the world. Yeah.
That's a viable option.
Yep.
I've officially been to Art of War now, so
I know. I saw their pictures.
Yeah.
Did you go to your beauty call in Batavia?
Nah, just a little lunch.
A little lunch. Yeah. Was it with a woman?
It was.
No one's at Art of War.
Did you get a handy?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. All right. Are we doing the cast early tonight so you can go booty call?
No, we're doing the cast early night so I can go to sleep and wake up for work at 4
likely
in the morning.
Likely story. So did you buy any? You just went in and walked out?
I went in and looked around for a little bit. And like I told Matt, there was something that had just finished up. And I think it was like that Star Wars game you guys played because everybody kept talking about Imperial decks and stuff. So I walked around. I looked at the painting section. They were pretty neat how they have the tables and everything set up to where you can paint. And then they had the wall of all the...
Wait, what day were you there? Saturday?
Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
It was like 6 o'clock. And then they had the wall with all the... like the models and stuff, I guess they use for the tabletop games around the thing. And
nobody uses any of that crap. I don't know why they have it all over the walls.
Really? I liked how all the tables had like different like terrain toppings. Those were kind of neat. Then I looked at a lot of the Warhammer stuff and some of the Star Wars stuff. And then I saw they had like Doomtown and Catan and some other.
Yeah, they have
like
great tables for miniature games. They are awful tables for playing card games on.
Yeah, they're so wide.
Yeah, it's not what I expected. I expected it to be like a straight up like games, kind of like maybe a comic store or something like that.
Nope. They have a very limited product.
Yes, they do.
They actually do most of their business through like orders because they don't make any money ever from stuff sitting on the shelves.
Yeah, and I think most of it's just from orders and from sodas and candy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people there, so it looks like it. I guess it's a pretty viable place for them, so. It is like a little hole in the wall, though.
Yeah. Luckily, all of the owners running Art of War is like their second job.
That's good.
I don't think any. No one can sustain themselves on the income that store makes, apparently. Yeah.
I like, if you ever call them, ask if they sell Xbox games. And they'll be like, no. And be like, well, how about PlayStation games? They'll be like, no, we don't sell any video games. And then ask if they have Game Boy games. Like, no.
I will do that.
Then you're like, well, what about Battletoads?
There's a lot of new Nintendo news, though. A lot of stuff has happened in a lot of Nintendo shit. I have a story to tell about the new 3DS.
We might as well while Matt finishes.
Go for it.
Other news.
So I went over to the GameStop, and I went in, and I was like, I would like to pre-order
one of the new 3DSs because I was like, you know, I like the red one. I feel like that one's the one that's going to like sell out because it's the colored option. The other one's just black. Mm-hmm. Like the inside's black, the outside's black. Mm-hmm. They're like, that's fine. It takes a $100 like deposit. I'm like, oh, I understand that. I was like, but I want to trade in my other, like my 3DS XL. So I know like I wanted to trade it in, do like the system
swap
and everything. I know you had to have both of them. So I was going to trade in that, maybe some other stuff. Like, well, you can go ahead and trade that stuff in now. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you understand me. Is that I need to do like my system swap. And they're like, well, you can do that, but you have to pay us $100 now. I'm like, well, how much will it be? I was like, you're offering like credit towards, I'm like, can I just reserve it, come and pay for it? And they're like, no. It was very annoying to me.
I thought they were all sold out or whatever, too.
You can go to you can't pre-order online, but each individual store has a certain allotment. So if you go to a store that has not
the Majora's Mask ones that are sold out.
Right? Yeah. So, I think you could probably pre-order that at certain stores if they haven't got their like brick and mortars. So I think they're all getting like 5 a piece.
Oh, I see.
Go to a store in the boonies.
Yeah. It was just very annoying. So I was like, I'm not going to be paying any cash for it. So I don't want to put down $100 in cash for it.
That's weird. It's so much.
Usually it's like $25 is like the most you put down for like a pre-order.
That's weird.
Even the Xbox One.
They said it was their policy for all consoles, $100 cash.
Oh, no. The Xbox One was like $25.
Really? Though I've never actually pre-ordered anything in a console since the GameCube, I think. That was the last console I got at release.
Nice.
I like the amount of butthurt over the new 3DS not being released here. Just the XL.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to buy one anyways. I was going to get an XL, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That's why I decided not to be butthurt over it.
You didn't want the clickable screens?
It's so small. Like, I used to have one of the original 3DSs. It's a very small screen.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that. Yeah. I don't understand why they don't just put the sliding panels on the XL.
The reason that they did is because they wanted a gimmick to sell the smaller ones. Okay. And so if they included those on the XLs, they're afraid that people wouldn't bother with the small ones at all. Now, you might say, well, why not just not make the small ones at all and just make the XL with
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. And to that, I do not know.
Does the XL fit into a pocket comfortably?
It's the same size as your XL. Does it fit in your pocket?
Yeah, it does. Huh? I carry mine in my hoodie pocket.
It's the exact same size. It's not any bigger. The screen...
Nice.
Just more better processing, and brighter backlight,
and a nub.
Yeah, they got that other nub.
And you can only play Xenoblade Chronicles
with a nub,
right?
With the system.
The system, because it has a better processor.
Yeah, there's going to be certain titles that you have to have the new 3DS for, and that would be one of them.
I think it's really stupid that they called it the new 3DS. Like, I'd like to buy this 3DS game, sure.
I don't think they really grasp the concept of naming conventions. They have the DS, the DS Lite, the DS SI, the DS
IXL,
IXL, the 3DS, the 3DS XL, the new 3DS, the new 3DS XL, the Wii and the Wii U,
the 2DS,
and the 2DS. Naming conventions.
How did we forget that greatness in that line of names?
Not Nintendo's strongest point.
Looks like Xenoblade Chronicles is coming out April 2nd. You were asking earlier.
Yeah.
To be released at the...
So, yeah, maybe I just wouldn't even bother with picking up a new 3DS then for a while because there's not really any games. Yeah.
Right. It'll just be like Majora's Mask. And
which you can play on the regular.
Right.
Yes. When's Monster Hunter 4? Is that... Because I know they're saying that it's the thumb nub is good for that or something.
I don't know. I think they announced that a while ago.
I've never played a Monster Hunter game, so I think I'll finally...
I played Try on the Wii. It was really good.
I think I'll finally try it out.
I was thinking about picking that up for the last 3DS, but it wasn't online or something. Like,
well, they're bringing out a lot of Wii games on the Wii U now. At least they're starting that trend.
Right. That was another announcement that Nintendo had, was they are selling Wii games on the Wii U. So,
yeah, the Prime Trilogy is coming out. Yep. That should be good.
Yeah, you can get Mario Galaxy 2 now. You can get Punch-Out on the 22nd, and the Trilogy comes out on the 29th.
Needed. Stuff.
They also announced the new Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah. Looks great.
Yeah. By Intelligent Systems, which is weird. They're working on that, what was that fucking, like, gear game?
Guilty Gear?
No.
Fuck.
You lost me.
Metal Gear.
It was it was like a steampunk kind of game. It was like kind of like XCOM.
Steampunk, like tactic.
Yeah, it was a tactics game, but you could play third person if you wanted to.
I do not recall.
Never heard of this game.
So we talked about it before on the cast.
I think I remember us talking about it, but I do not recall anything about it.
Yeah, it's a hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Blah 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 blah. Blah.
Is it just called Steam? Because there's a game coming out just called Steam, right?
Yeah, it's Steam. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, so they're working on that, and I guess I don't know. They can't have gotten very far in the new Fire Emblem if they just finished that.
I thought it was like one like video or whatever.
I think they're pretty far in the new Fire Emblem. Here's the thing about Fire Emblem games is when the last one came out, they put out. I think I posted the article, I don't know if anybody read it, but they went through like their design process. It's basically like two guys and they get a book of grid paper and they sit down and they make like 27 maps and then the game's done. Because like all the, the foundation for the game's already there in Awakening. It's almost the same graphics, same playstyle. They just have to make 27 maps and then write a story. Don't know if you ever listened to Fire Emblem stories, but I'm sure there will be a woman in trouble somewhere, and then some youths will have to fight against an oppressive government and lead a rebellion.
Eventually, there will be some sort of evil dragon as a final boss that you find out about.
So,
and inevitably, there will be something that will be.
If I had a book of grid paper. I could probably sit down in a weekend, I imagine. Fire Emblem game, write a cohesive story. Some people are going to be, you're going to find like a dude that's going to transform into like a swan or something.
It's only funny because it's so true.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
They announced a Puzzle and Dragons Super Mario Brothers edition.
So it's just going to be on the 3DS, right?
I think so. At least so it's first. Like, because I know Puzzle and Dragons is like a really popular.
No, it's like
game.
It's like a Puzzles and Dragons game you'll have to buy.
Yeah.
But. Well, from what I understand, the Puzzles and Dragons for the phone is like microtransactions, and this game that does not involve microtransactions.
I don't know if he said that there will be microtransactions.
I was about to say I don't know if they promised there wouldn't be microtransactions. You have to pay $30 up front, but that doesn't mean they won't put microtransactions.
I don't remember if he said that about this or about the free Pokemon game that's coming out.
Oh well, I from what I read, I thought it was just like a full game, like if you bought like Puzzle Quest.
I don't remember if he said. I don't remember which one he was talking about when he said that. But there's going to be microtransactions on one of the two.
I love the original.
Probably
Puzzle
the Pokemon
Quest.
One. Yeah, it'd be Quest. Shitty to make you pay full price for a game and then add microtransactions onto it. Anyway, looks like they arrested some British teen over the DDoS attacks that happened over the holidays.
Nice. Kids are fucking nothing to do nowadays. Yeah. Go outside and play with the ball.
Yeah.
Don't ruin our American
fun. I'm going to take down a corporation.
You probably went and ate some Dunkaroos afterwards too. Like, just
I need some Dunkaroos.
Wii U sales continue to grow, according to Nintendo. They're up 29%.
It's like their best month ever, right?
75% respectively for the Wii U and the Wii.
The top 99 units. Let's go.
Games, yeah. That's crazy.
I want one.
I'm trying to see exactly how many they sold. So that Super Mario Kart 8 and Super Smash Brothers sold 1.7 million. Man. 1.3 million.
Okay. So are we going to do like a year in review now?
Huh?
We never really did that.
I hadn't even like thought about that.
Well, Jay, like, I mean, you were talking about like what were your favorite games?
I just said pick a few favorite games.
Oh, I did not do that.
I'm sure you can come up with it on a pretty quick
What was
quick
your note. Top game sure. for 2014, James?
Was one of your top three?
Come back to me.
I don't even know if like my favorite games came out in 2014.
Yeah, I was like, I was hard pressed to really find some of them. I ended up playing like a lot of games from other years in this year, especially since
have to come out this year. You could have just started playing it this year.
I'll say Shovel Knight, Dragon Age Inquisition, and
Marvel
Puzzle Quest.
Nice.
So, just filling in for you there.
Thanks.
Mine were Titanfall, Shadows of Mordor, and Destiny.
I played Last of Us this year, which is amazing, but it's not necessarily from this year, so I don't know if it counts. But I played Dark Souls 2. I really liked the original Dark Souls and never finished it. Played Dark Souls 2, haven't finished that one either, but both of them are just so much fun.
I don't know. I just like getting my ass handed to me, apparently, like repeatedly.
He likes the torture porn. Yeah. Ah, kick my ass.
I don't know. 2014 was kind of a shitty year of gaming.
I saw like
a lot came out.
I actually saw like a comic from like some webcomic guy where it was like these two guys walking down the street. One of them said like had a bag over his head that said like 2014 games, and the other one had a bag over his head that said 2015 games. And there's like a sniper, and he shoots. He's like aiming it. He's like trying to shoot 2015 games, and 2014 games jumps in front of him. And he's like, "Why? Why did you sacrifice yourself?" And he's like, "So that you could be awesome."
I mean, like,
everything good that was going to come out in 2014 pretty much inevitably got pushed back to 2015.
Well, give me some examples.
Witcher, Dragon, Age Inquisition, yeah, the new Batman.
You really think there's more life in the Batman series?
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be amazing.
Especially
it's
since Rocksteady is the main developer on this.
Yeah,
one,
so. It's like four times the size of like Arkham City. You get a fully functional Batmobile for you. Like,
I mean,
ride
like Arkham Asylum was awesome.
Arkham Asylum was amazing.
Arkham City was good. Arkham Origins was like a step down, but it was made by a different producer. Yeah. So we're coming back to the original producers. This is the third game in the trilogy.
Yeah, it's because they were spending. They didn't make Gotham Origins because they were spending time making an amazing Batman game. I thought Arkham City was better than Arkham Asylum.
I didn't really like Arkham City. I played like 3 hours of it.
I like City better because it was like more wide open.
I liked it because it was like playing an episode of Batman the Animated Series. Like there's so much like different spots in the town.
I don't know. I was playing it on PC.
I found out that PC games are inherently... I mean, playing a game on PC that was made for a console is always terrible.
Yeah. May have had something to do with it.
Could you use the console control?
Yeah, I was using an Xbox controller.
That's not so bad, then. But I hate playing keyboard and mouse, basically.
I'll say I probably have to go with Bravely Default, Pokemon, X and Y, because it came out like the end of 2014, or 2013, and finish it till 2014.
That was
going
to be my third game, was Pokemon and XY. And
Dragon Fire Age.
Oh, okay. Dragon I thought you were going to say Fire Emblem.
Was that 2014?
No, Fire Emblem was 2013. Man.
Was it?
Yeah.
Any big letdowns this year?
That was the other thing. Biggest disappointment.
Destiny. By far, biggest letdown in ever.
What about you, Ish? What was your biggest letdown in 2014?
I was trying to think, but I kind of like nitpicked the whole year and only played games I really wanted to play.
Come on. So. You can't find one thing to complain
about.
Destiny
did not let you down at all. Just amazing, solid game.
I could say that if I didn't play it for 190 hours.
It sounds like he really likes Destiny.
I do like it.
It wasn't a disappointment to him.
I like grinding. I like mundane, repetitive stuff, so...
I see it as a letdown, as they were like, this would be like a really awesome action RPG with like an engrossing story, and then it was like, or not.
Like, out of the box, I think the world was really cool and how they set it up. And the multiplayer I thought was really cool, too, if you do the multiplayer. Like, if you only want to do single-player shit, you miss out on a lot of Destiny. And that's how I played it at first. But then when I started playing with my brother and his friends, it was like... a whole other level. So I get how for some it was a big letdown, and then I don't know.
I wish you could shoot your ghost. That thing's fucking annoying. Fucking hate the ghost.
And then like with the DLC coming out, I guess I'm gonna wait and see what they do with that. Because if it really does revolutionize the game like it's supposed to, then it might have some sort of saving grace.
How much is the DLC?
I don't know.
I still want the $60 I paid for the game.
What about you, Matt? What was your biggest letdown in 2014?
I don't know. All I can think of is DuckTales.
That was 2013.
Remastered? Didn't like it?
That was 2013, man.
Was that 2013?
Yeah, it was 2014.
It might have been this year for the new consoles that got DuckTales.
I didn't play it on the new consoles.
Yeah. It was 2013.
I don't know.
We've been into three different years with this podcast now.
I think that means it's immortal.
I'll have to say Fantasy Life.
Mm. Okay. Oh, that was a letdown. I do
really like it, but it wasn't as good as it could have been by far because they didn't let you play with strangers.
Oh, like, I get you.
The main conceit of the game doesn't work because you have to have four friends that are super into the game to play it. So
yeah.
So this is going to be the most unpopular opinion ever expressed on our podcast. Probably,
I doubt it.
What for me in 2014, the biggest letdown was Hearthstone.
I don't care.
Yeah. But well, maybe you guys don't care, but if the internet ever got a hot of this.
I didn't start playing it until like January 2nd.
I signed up for the beta. I thought it would be super awesome. Just the idea of like, because I'd played like online card games before, like Magic Online, and there was always like something missing. Like all the Magic Online games didn't have any deck customization. They were just like, you had to play with decks that they built decks, for you. And like, some of them had like the most annoying like timing windows ever. Like you had to wait for the computer like to like main phase, like second main phase, attack phase. Like so, I've tried playing card games as video games before, and they're always really annoying. But I thought like a big company like Blizzard trying to tackle a card game, they can make a really innovative sort of game that you're like very fun to play, very fun to customize and everything like that. When it comes out, I was like in the beta, I was super excited about it. I played it as soon as I got into the beta access, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, so it's got this unlock cards to build a deck sort of thing, just like Magic did, but at the same time, you actually get to build the decks. And I keep playing it, and I'm like, this game, it, like, the rules for the action, like, it's very nice, it looks very nice, has a couple of cool mechanics in it, but the actual card game itself that you're playing is the most simplistic game I've ever played in my entire life. It makes like Pokemon the card game look complicated. It's like, you get, like, there's no resources, so you're never like mana screwed or anything, which is nice, but it just takes away a whole facet of the deck. Now you can just throw in all kind and anything you want, creatures, spells, and you just kind of put creatures down, attack, put creatures down, attack, play a spell, put down, attack.
Well, not like versus, because it's pretty much versus.
No, versus is pretty much like versus, but versus at least had like timing windows. I could react to things my opponent does with my versus cards.
Well, I think they did remove the ability to react and do stuff on your opponent's turn, so you didn't have to do the
timing windows. I understand, but I just wish they would have found a way to make the game like fun and like streamlined while also like being complex enough to keep my attention. It's just too simplistic for me.
All right.
Nice. Very okay. Well put.
Hopefully we didn't lose any listeners over that.
We have a long Hearthstone listener base.
What was that?
So we have a big Hearthstone listener base. Oh, yeah.
Talk about it all the time.
Okay. Me and Danny went to Columbus this weekend to play in a Doomtown tournament.
Yep. A really great card game, by the way. Very complex.
The card game of the Weird West. Yep. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Deadlands at all. The setting, it was like an old RPG setting where it's pretty much the Wild West, but there's like undead and shamans and crazy scientists that have invented like steampunk robots and helicopters and shit.
Okay.
How did you guys place?
We're good. I won. Danny did pretty well too. I felt bad though, cause like it was a free tournament and we were from out of town. And I think they were kind of like, thanks for coming from out of town to our free tournament.
Taking our like, prizes.
It's like, we're trying to build a play group up here, but thanks for coming and like pub stomping all our noobs.
Oh my God. Did you win pretty heavy handedly? Like, or was it like a,
he like didn't lose a single game.
Yeah, I didn't. I went 3-0, but it was only 8 people tournament.
Yeah. It was very small.
Yeah. I think it will be hard pressed to find tournaments that have a lot of people because it doesn't seem like the game is.
Did you and Danny play each other?
No, we didn't ever had to.
Oh. Was it just like a 8 person bracket formula? Or
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. You guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
How did you lose, Danny? How did you not end up in the finals?
Well, I had been playing a game for a while, but like for some reason, for like the last month or two that I've gone up to store and played the game, only one other guy with a Doomtown deck has ever shown up. This was before James got fired. Now he's going to actually be around, so I can play him more. But it was just me playing this one guy all the time, and he never changed his deck because I could never beat his deck. So it was me. I was playing against this one deck the entire time, and like every week I would change my deck around a little bit, trying to beat it. And it was just me, like bam, 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 hitting a wall of this guy's deck. And so the only type of deck I'd ever played against basically was this guy's type of deck, and no one at the tournament was running it. They were all running like fucking clowns. I just couldn't, I didn't understand. I didn't really know what they did and I played badly because of it.
There's four factions in Doomtown. So when you pick your deck, you build your deck, you get to pick a faction. There's the fourth ring, which are...
No, save them for last. Okay. There's like...
Law Dogs, which is your straight
cops.
Up, yeah.
The Sloan Gang, which are the bandits. They got the Morgan Cattle Company, which are the cowboys. So you got like three classic sort of characters from the Old West. And then the fourth faction is called the Fourth Ring, and they're fucking clowns. They're literally a circus, like circus of clowns.
Yeah. But they're the murder clowns that they have hucksters, which are like...
They're like insane... They're like insane clown posse clowns.
Yeah. Now,
did this game change since you just explained it last? I know you posted, like, is there some kind of new version out?
No, they just released new cards for it, once a month or something.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. But the new hotness in the game is everybody wants to be the murder clowns because they have magic and everybody wants to play with the magic. And to my credit, I did build a deck that pretty much just steamrolls murder clowns. And I would, because I run the bandits, the train outlaws. Robbing outlaws, and murder clowns don't deal with murdering outlaws very well. So out of all three opponents that I played, all of them were playing fourth ring, and it was over really quickly. But you gotta play the bandits, man.
So did you tell the shop owner you drove 2 hours to come kick ass?
Well, I mean, he was okay at the end. He contacted me on Facebook and asked me to post my deck list, which I ended up doing because I felt bad. But we got there and we're like, oh, awesome, there's eight people, which is pretty decent for a card game that's as small as that. We're just like, yeah, we came up from Cincinnati. He's like, oh, you came all the way up? I'm like, yeah, it's the weekend. Come play the game. Oh,
did you guys stay the night or anything, or you just came back?
No, it's like
an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was what we did this weekend.
Dude, Doomtown sounds like a cool card game.
Yeah, we'll bring it up sometime.
It's extremely complex. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. You have to come up and do a clinic. Me and Matt will figure out how to play it.
Yeah. We could go into it, but we'll keep going. Actually, I had something. Sorry, go on.
Well, I saw Paddington today with Cordelia.
A Paddington Bear?
Yeah.
Me and Allie saw the previews for it. I want to see it. I thought it looked cute.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's very, very English, as it should be.
Right.
Does it explain why he comes to life?
I don't think he's actually a stuffed bear.
Yeah. He's a race of really super intelligent bears from Darkest Peru.
And
he's from the last of his kind. Darkest Peru.
Okay.
I think, I don't remember the books too well. I think he was from there. In the book.
Is that racist?
It's like a Peruvian jungle bear.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. It was kind of funny.
That's good.
I heard that Kingsman is really, really good, which surprised me.
Kingsman?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the like...
I only see child's movies.
It's like the British Secret Service.
They recruit like young teens or whatever for it. And it's a rated R action comedy by the same guy that did Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Man, it's really good. And he's also the guy that did Wanted.
It's kind of like James Bondy-ish sort of Secret Service. Like the guy has one of the, like, they have all kinds of gadgets and stuff. Like he's got an umbrella that he like opens it up and it's like an impenetrable bulletproof shield. And that he could also like see through from like, cause like got a computer screen on the, I don't even know. And it has got a gun in the tip, like, you know, so it's like just kind of that weird, goofy sort of James Bondy and gadgets combined.
Got Samuel Jackson in it.
Yeah.
Is the super villain in there.
It's like,
cool.
Yeah. He's just in the previews like, I don't give a damn.
Cool. I might try it out.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually. Was that what you were trying to come up with?
No, I forgot. I lost it.
All right.
I started thinking about Doomtown.
It's gone. It's gone.
I guess I forgot one piece of news. Scarlett Johansson's going to play the Major in the new Ghost in the Shell live-action movie.
Should be.
I think that's an all right choice.
The Major?
Yeah.
Which one's that? I haven't seen
the woman, right?
The lead character.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird considering she's not Asian.
Well, that's just
we're bringing it
American American movie making for you, right?
Obviously, it can't take place in Japan.
Like, was it
won't relate to that?
James Gyllenhaal is a Persian king and all that stuff.
Let me just. I don't understand how a well thought out, well researched, well funded Cowboy Bebop movie with Keanu Reeves can't get made, but Scarlett Johansson can get a Ghost in the Shell fucking movie made.
Whatever, man.
Did anybody watch Lucy or whatever that movie was?
I didn't watch it.
I was reading an interview and they bring up it and like listening to Keanu Reeves talk about it. It's like heartbreaking. Like he really like respected the material he got with. He went to Japan to the guy that created Cowboy Bebop and they came up with a script and everything. And the guy was like, I can't see anybody playing Spike but you, because he is like an Asian American, you know, and
he's been a samurai twice.
Yeah. Like, it would be an amazing movie. Like if they did the right, like if they did the core story in Cowboy Bebop of Vicious and the Syndicate and everything, it would be great. But no, Americans, it just probably wouldn't work very well. So let's do Ghost in the Shell and just show Scarlett Johansson's titties.
I would only watch.
I was like Ghost in the Shell.
I would only watch that movie if
Ghost in the Shell weren't Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah,
I would only watch that Cowboy Bebop movie if they did the scene where he jumps out the chapel and plays Green Bird as he slowly falls down.
That's what I'm saying. They gotta stick to the Syndicate episodes.
I mean, I like Cowboy Bebop a lot, but if it came down between the two, Ghost in the Shell every time.
Man, I've never really been able
to
get into
any of either.
So. I've never been able to get into Ghost in the Shell, honestly.
We're rewatching Cowboy Bebop because Allie's never watched it, and that's how I know like if anime is good. It's like she's generally like interested and wants to watch it, which she is. We're almost there. We're like on episode 19. There's like 24, 25 episodes. So
yeah,
that's good. That's such a good show. It's such ahead of its time, that show.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop and Trigun were my big gateway animes.
I've never seen
back on Adult Swim.
My dad was telling me the girl who did the soundtrack, Yoko Kanno, like she apparently didn't listen to the directors, like what they wanted for the show at all. She just like recorded her own shit.
Are you talking about Cowboy Bebop?
Or? Yeah, I'm talking about Cowboy Bebop.
Well, the music is just fucking out of the world.
Right. So she just like threw them like a bunch of shit they didn't ask for, and they're like, "Fuck, how are we going to use this?" So they like ended up doing a lot of like shit that nobody done before, like the jazz with the crazy weird like action scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah. I love Tank. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Seatbelt's pretty good. I actually seen like a live recording of them doing the music from Cowboy Bebop. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
But I think the dude said like she was totally unprofessional to work with. Like she was like he was super pissed at her because it created like a whole bunch of like work and like tension.
That's
like funny. She didn't like respect his vision at all.
But
you know, whatever, it came out great.
Yeah. We've lost Ish.
I like it. The show. The show itself is about dysfunctional work relationships. So
We need to give you some anime homework or something.
Yeah. You should watch Cowboy Bebop.
Did any of you guys watch Agent Carter?
No, I don't want to watch that.
I thought it was on Netflix.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
Yeah.
The other agent show that sucks.
they started that?
Yeah. Yeah, Agent Carter started. It's on like its third episode, and it's the main chick from Captain America.
Yeah, I'll have to see if it's on Hulu.
Her like partner or whatever is Jarvis from Howard Stark. So
nice.
They have like a really good... 1-2 punch. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure it's really good. My problem is like the Mary Sue and stuff were just masturbated to it all the time. So now I don't want to watch Agent Carter when I have to like through my like newsfeed when it's like 20 like show like 20 articles about how awesome this female Marvel show is going to be. I'm like, just can it be a cool action show? Does it have to be that?
James is like, put a pair of testicles on her. Let's go.
No, I don't care if it's like there's a like I. Something you might not know about me, it's like I am the world's hugest Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan. Like, I have no problems with it, but I hate it when like something comes out and it's got a strong female role and then people decide that they have to attach their agenda to it. Like, why can't it just be a good show?
People are just pissed that the Black Widow hasn't gotten her own movie.
Oh, really?
And she's a really good character in the Marvel franchise, I think. She deserves
Neither is Hawkeye.
Well, and
so a lot of that's just blowback from that. And I don't
necessarily know if you need a Black Widow movie, not because of the character of Black Widow, but because Scarlett Johansson, every movie she's in, she's the Black Widow. So, like that Lucy movie, I think she fucked herself when she did that super, you know, whatever that movie is. What's it? Is it called Lucy?
Yeah, it's called Lucy.
Yeah, and she did it right after Avengers came out. And, like, I don't know, how many superhero movies can you do as you're the title character before they're like, ugh.
That was like weird, like psychic crazy movie, though, wasn't it? Like, not, she wasn't necessarily a superhero.
Yeah, it was like,
she was a superpowered woman with questionable background who was fighting people.
Yeah, it was like unlocks the full potential. Wasn't there a movie a while back about like a guy that eats pills?
Bradley Cooper played it. It's shit, I forget the name of it.
It's a really good movie.
Limitless.
Yeah. I got like halfway through that movie. I never finished it.
I liked it a lot. I liked it because the movie ended where he, with no negative consequences. Like, basically the movie was, if you do a shit ton of drugs, you will be successful. There's no bad consequences.
You want money? Drugs.
Yeah, that reminds me, my favorite part of the entire BoJack Horseman series was, like, the drug trip they took. The end. Like, he's like, oh, wait, is this my gun-shaped lighter or my lighter-shaped gun? And he's like...
I like how they decided to, like, do a bunch of Adderall and write his book. Because I don't know if I talk about this story sometimes, but first time I took a shit ton of Adderall because I had a paper due the next day in college. It was a paper on, like, ancient Greek phalanx warfare, and I had, like, all these, like, primary sources that I had to do, and... It was advanced historical writing. We only had like 8 assignments due, and this was like the 8th assignment that was due. And I've gotten like 95s plus like on all my papers. This paper, I got like a very hard C, and he responded with, the paper was the same two paper, like it was like 20 pages, but it was the same two thoughts over and over, just like redone, because I was like, blah, blah, like, this is going to be the most amazing paper. I just say the same thing over and over and over, like run-on sentences that last like a page. And my like professor is like, I don't know what's going on here. It's like, this is the worst paper you've ever turned in.
But I mean, like, when after
that, so finish, that part is really true when they're like, holy, so they think they finish, they've written the most amazing book.
Well, they finish it, and then she's like, I just read your book. It's terrible. It's like 45 pages of Battlestar Galactica fanfic, and then 190 pages of absolute gibberish after that.
I love it, Joe. I think I'll watch it again.
He's like, I'm holding a gun too. That's just a broom. Wait. Where did, and then it's like, and then like now he's holding the broom, and he's holding the gun, and they're like, we don't know how the story ends because you're not dead yet. We need to kill you to figure out how the story ends.
All right. Well, in the interest of getting Ish home at a reasonable hour, we should probably call this.
What?
One of you guys is probably going to have to give me a jump, so be ready.
I'm warming up.
I drove a crappy truck tonight instead of the car.
I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to cover?
No, not really.
Okay. It's good to see you guys again. It's been a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll try to have something to actually talk about next time.
Actual video games.
Is there no more news? Do we not have any more news?
I mean, there's other stuff we could talk about. There's the Microsoft Studios YouTube Let's Play monetization, which we talked about on the page. We pretty much decided it was a non-story.
Yeah, it's a non-story. I haven't seen it.
It's just them covering their asses.
Ooh, Sony did something that really pissed me off, and I wanted to bring it up, but I forgot what it was. Did they do something horrible lately? Did they drop the ball somewhere? Again,
I know they fucked up.
No, I feel like they really dropped the ball like the past couple of days.
Terrible, horrible, no good.
I didn't see that when I was looking through the news.
I think I'm going to download the Resident Evil remake if it's available. Is that out or is that just a review on there?
Think, James, think.
I think it's out.
I forget what it was.
Was it something about their TV?
Because I already bought the game probably 4 times, 5 times over the last 20 years, so why not buy it again?
Yeah, Cordelia really wants to play through another Resident Evil with me, so. I don't know. That's probably not the one to do, though.
Nah.
Single player,
and I don't know if they'll stay true to controls or not.
Is Revelations 2-player?
Yeah.
Is it local 2-player or is it only online 2-player? I can't remember.
I think it's only online.
Oh, that sucks.
Just like Resident Evil 6 was.
Really? You didn't have local in 6?
In 6, I don't remember having local.
I know. 5 you had.
Local. 5 was, yeah, local, 5 was local. Maybe I just didn't have any friends for number 6 around. So.
I really hope they stay.
I feel like 6 was local because I think I played a level with my brother once.
The mysterious Joe Habes.
Yeah.
PS PlayStation Now rolled out. Is that what you're thinking of?
Oh yeah, they changed that whole model.
What's PlayStation Now?
Where you can rent by the hour. Now it's $20 a month.
We talked about that last time, though.
I don't know what it was. It was something.
They brought the network down on the 15th.
No, I don't remember what it was. They opted out of something that was really, really cool. Sony said they had no interest in bringing it to the PlayStation. I forget what it was.
Oh, I think that was like weeks ago.
No, this what was like
I think we already like covered that. Week.
No, or I remember that one. I forget what that one was, but I don't know.
Was it a video game that he didn't want to bring over?
Or? I don't remember. I'll do some research and find it for next time. Okay. Absolutely. I'm 100% blanking on it.
And I'm off every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we need to set up like a game night on a Friday or Saturday. I'm just telling you right now. That way none of us have shit to do, because like the last one we've had was like me and Matt were there for an hour and a half and then gone.
Might go into poverty before then. I've yet to receive an unemployment check. Which is super annoying.
It takes about three.
Well, the fine people at Flip Daddy's Burgers and Beers told the state of Ohio that I had not worked for them for at least 20 weeks when I have worked for them since October of 2013.
Did you save any pay slips?
Oh, yeah. And so
they're all online.
They failed to tell Ohio that when they transferred me from Kentucky to Ohio last April, they just been reporting that I've been in Kentucky still. So they hadn't been taking out taxes for Ohio. And so I was like, all right. So Ohio's like, yeah, sorry. So I filed unemployment with Kentucky and I did all that. Guess what? They told Kentucky that I was working in Ohio.
Oh, God.
So now I have to appeal there, too. And I'm just going to be like, look, I don't care where the fuck you tell them that I have worked for you for a year and a half. I need fucking unemployment.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, it's just evidently like somebody got disability once and they had to it took them like 6 months because some dude like slipped in the kitchen and broke his knee.
Yeah, don't let up on it. Make sure.
Yeah, and they really went out of their way to try to avoid, even though he had like non-slip shoes on and everything, like he finally got it, but it like they have to respond to like documents and stuff, and they like take the
absolute most amount
the most amount of time, and then they filed them wrong, and so it's gonna be awesome.
So nobody ever eat a Flip Daddy's fries and grill. It's apparently the worst place on earth.
Give them a really bad Yelp review.
The best cheeseburger I ever had was Saturday, and it was at a place called Drake's in Florence.
I've been to Drake's before. Yeah, they have really good bologna, fried bologna sandwich.
I almost got the fried bologna sandwich, but it was like I tried that, and I tried one of their rolls of sushi like we shared, and it was both really good.
Were you on a date?
It was a group of us there.
Group date?
Group date.
I just want to
you go do karaoke
see how
afterwards?
Ish got his groove back. I think it should be a subtopic on the,
you need to get your groove
on the podcast.
Back. Again.
Yeah.
So, do we get any mail?
No, I checked.
No mail?
No mail.
I think we'll get mail next week. I got a vibe. This was a good show.
Yeah.
People will respond.
Yeah.
Will they?
Z-melts. Whatever happened to the Pokemon kid? You think he hung himself?
Z-melts will like email in like, I love Hearthstone. Tell Danny he's like the biggest jackass in the entire world.
Z-melts is lucky I stayed on the show, so he can be number one fan still.
Demon Night of Demons 2. I'll send you guys a link.
Okay. You said it was on Netflix.
It is on Netflix, but I'll
he'll send us the Italian link.
So. Italian, you got a VPN, so you can get the Italian Netflix.
All right, guys.
This is episode 58. As always, contact us at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com or our Twitter at NintendoDcast or facebook.com/NintendoDreamcast. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.